Simon Tov Yud Gimel. Somebody makes an Erev Tchumen for the rabbi, for the public. The Mechaber says some makes Erev Tchumen for a large group of people. It's from his own food, whether it's his own bread or his own lifta, Mishnah Berurah points out, his own spreads or condiments or something to eat together with bread or help with the bread. So he says this Erev should be for all the people in the city. Now, he has to do a Zechiyah for the Adi Acha. I mean, somebody, Nafis B'nei Bayis, has to pick it up on their behalf and be Zechiyah and a Chelik of it for every single one of them. The Mazmat scientists and Shin Samavav Sefiud, that's Allah Chazab Erev Chatzeris, who could do the Zechiyah on behalf of others, and the same thing applies over here. Now, even if everyone contributed their own food, and therefore don't do the Zechiyah, still the same thing he has to say, when he puts on the air, Erev Zebish Rekob in the air, this air is for all the people in the city. Just because he's using his own food, he also has to do Zechiyah for them. If they contributed the food, he does not use his own food for them, he gets to give the Zechiyah, but either way, he has to make that statement when he sets up the Erev. Now, all the people in the city have to know that this is being the Erev Tchumah for them. If they don't know before Shabbos, then it can't work. The reason is, because even on the one hand it's a Schus, on the other hand it's a Choyv. They gain 2,000 Amos in one direction, but lose 2,000 Amos in the back direction, in the opposite direction. Now, as long as people know, they know before Shabbos, even if they did not make the decision if they want to use the Erev, or if they'd rather become a Shvisa in their home place and not follow the Erev, still it works. That we could say is Bera and Rabbanan, and later on when they make the decision to use the Erev Tchumen, it can be in retrospect or retroactively that this Erev worked for them in Ashmash. As long as they knew about its existence, they knew there was such an option. As opposed to they did not know such an option until it was very nightfall, then it's too late, and no longer could they do it. So this is something that they have to know before. If they know before, they make a decision about it later. Same thing, somebody can have an Erev going two different directions. He can make an Erev for the whole year, and every week he'll make a decision if he wants to be samech on the Erev that we cannot, or he has two different Erev, two different directions. He could say whichever tzad the chacham, the darshan comes from, and I want to be closer to him, I want to go hear him speak. That's where I want to be chal. And then on Shabbos, when the chacham comes, one side or the other, so then his Erev will be chal, l'ma freir, retroactively to that side. Mishnah Berurah says, not only if the chacham came there before with Ashmashes, it could work, but even the chacham did not know yet where he was going. As long as the chacham ultimately came to one side or the other, and the person making the Erev said before Shabbos that is that side that the chacham comes, I want to have an Erev on that side. So it works. He could leave himself the option of left side, right side, or no side, and by becoming a shvisa by his house. And Shabbos can make the decision as long as he had all the options in front of him before Shabbos, that's good enough. So the person really has all the options as long as the knowledge is there from before Shabbos, and then the Erev will work. The Mechaber says, somebody told two or three people, I'm making Erev, and whichever one of you want to use the Erev this week, so, you know, he didn't see, it wasn't a side before Shabbos, who's going to use it? Still, the error works. We would say, I'm afraid that's who it was for. The Bialach discusses an interesting case. Somebody told all the people in the city that I made a tchumen for all of you. And turns out there wasn't enough food. There wasn't Muslim shtei suz, two meals worth of food for all of them. So do we say that could work for some of them? Or do we say it works for nobody? Because it's broken down now to less than a share for each person. Let's say half the people say one use it, half the people don't want to use it. For half the people say there was enough food to suit half the people. There wasn't enough for everyone. Do we say everyone was zeichen too little of it now? Or do we say that he was medea all of them and let them all know they could potentially use the air? But obviously the only means of the people, the chelik should only go, the people want to use it. Since only half the people say one use them, there is enough food there for half of them. That's also good enough. Mr. Bialach leaves the tzarachin, leaves as a good child. Another child discussed the Bialach, if a guest comes for Shabbos, and the people in that city, they rely on Erev Tchumen to go to the shul, whatever it is. Even they set up Erev Tchumen, first of all, they have to do a zechiyah on behalf of guests who come also. This is the guest also the chelik. But also the guest has to be notified before Shabbos that it's Erev Tchumen here and he's going to be using it, relying on it in order to get the shul on Shabbos. Whereas if they did not have the guest in mind when they did a zechiyah, or the concept of guests in mind, or even if they said they're doing a zechiyah on behalf of guests, but they neglect to tell this guest before Shabbos that there's Erev Tchumen involved over here and going to the shul, so then it's not going to be chal on his behalf. And he's not going to be able to go to the shul, because he's not going to be able to walk out of his tchum apayim, which is the tchum that he has without the Erev tchumen.